Think about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart. You don't have any idea why we're so smart. Most of the things that we're doing.
But here's the deal.
We underestimate how much the emotional appeal of ideas leads to our choosing to believe them or not.
Yeah. I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Art Markman.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy. And this is Two Guys on Your Head. Today, math, music, and the brain.
So we got a question from a listener about whether people who learn music naturally are also naturally good at math and vice versa. And as it happens, not only are we psychologists, but Bob works in a music school. And so we're going to go straight to the source. Bob?
Well, let's get to the short answer first. No. Okay, now let's say more.
This is not just the link between music and math. It's also links between math and languages, which I've heard people who are good at math are good at learning languages, and people who are good, you know, so like there's this myth of these things that link our brains with our ease and our proficiency. It's other things.
True, but there are some measures of general intellectual functioning, how your working memory capacity is, how fast you can process information. Those are generalizable intellectual skills that are not limited to a particular domain of endeavor. Now, it often happens that people who are mathematicians, and Einstein being an iconic example, were also amateur musicians. In fact, here on our campus, I think the major with the most members of the Longhorn Band is engineering. There are many coincidences like that that are certainly interesting, but there really is very little evidence that if you learn music easily, because of that, you also learn mathematics easily or vice versa. And I think to the profession's detriment, many people who are advocates for music education want to point up the fact that, yes, look what happens if you study music. Something that happens. There is no evidence for that whatsoever.
When we frame these questions, because we use nouns, we then assume that that noun refers to a thing. And so here's part of the problem. When you ask the question, does learning music, is that naturally related to your ability in math? It makes the assumption that music is a thing and math is a thing.
Great point.
And they're not, right? Music involves all sorts of different skills. There are performance skills. There's the ability to read music, which may or may not be done in the context of music theory underlying what it is that you're reading. There's the ability to improvise in your music, which, again, may or may not be deeply rooted in an understanding of music theory. So there's an awful lot going on in the music side. And then with math, we have everything from simple calculation and arithmetic to geometry to calculus, differential equations, and all sorts of higher branches of math that are skill in one of those in particular doesn't necessarily make you excellent in all of the others either. We mask a lot of the complexity underlying these questions. We even are framing the question too broadly.
Yeah. The thing that's interesting about what we notice about phenomena, if we know somebody who is an engineer or a physicist or a mathematician, and they also do music, the fact that those two things are out there, it's understandable that we would say, well, look at that. They must be connected. And if we know two people like that, and if we know a big percentage of the Longhorn Band is like that, we say, oh my God. Now, it very well may be that the same characteristics that a person possesses in terms of their personality and the things that interest them and what they like to do, it may be that somebody who's attracted to solving problems and building things and doing mathematics is also attracted to playing in a musical organization. But the causal connection between those things has never been demonstrated.
Yeah. The desire, interest, and skill that goes along with wanting to analyze something may very well cut across a lot of domains because it is a thinking process you enjoy. But that doesn't necessarily mean that there's something special about the domains of music and the domains of math that make them fundamentally linked in some deep way in the brain, particularly because it isn't like the brain has only one way to process music. In fact, as I think we may have talked about on a previous show, when you look at the kinds of brain activity that you see in novice musicians, for example, versus expert musicians, you see changes in both the brain areas as well as the lateralization, meaning the brain hemispheres that are most dominantly involved in thinking about and processing music as a function of expertise, which means the brain isn't even organizing itself in a single way for music, or for that matter, for math.
Yeah. And it is interesting how we sort of inadvertently but very consistently associate certain kinds of music with math skills. I don't think anybody would be willing to lay a large amount of money on a bet that George Strait really loves calculus, you know, because country music, not so much, right? But Einstein played Bach. Well, there you go, right? So all of those things that sort of are under the radar that we don't even think about, we underestimate how much the emotional appeal of ideas leads to our choosing to believe them or not.
Yeah. For better or for worse, we put intellectual ability on this scale and think that, well, the people who have a lot of it, whatever that is, are up on a pedestal in some way. And therefore, the kind of music that should be associated with that parallels the esteem that we give to intelligence. And we figure, well, you know, there's only a few Einsteins. There's only a few geniuses out there. And so it couldn't possibly be the kind of music everyone's listening to.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? It's got to be the stuff that only a few people can get through, or only a few people are capable of playing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So we create this weird surface similarity. It gets back to this idea that music isn't a thing, and that math isn't a thing.
Right.
And so we have to really dig in and say, what exactly do we think might be going on if we were going to try to search for this kind of connection?
Yeah, exactly.
Next week, we'll visit our Views and Brews archive and bring you a best of show from our evening with Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke, when we discussed how to live with uncertainty and process trauma. David Alvarez is our engineer, and I'm Rebecca McEnroy. I produce Two Guys on Your Head at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas.